Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, Miss Donna.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey!
Happy Sunday. Good evening. This is, I'm welcoming you to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Sunday, March 29th, 2020, and we are broadcasting live from the very warm, summer-like city of Atlanta. Welcome to part three of our Be Encouraged series. So listen, please stay tuned. Well, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And it may be your first time joining our show, and thank you for that, I want to answer the question, what is etiquette anyway? Etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Who we have to thank is Charles I and II of England, because they copied the rules of etiquette from the French. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos to Charles I and II. Again, our Be Encouraged series continues. There's been so much that's been going on. Of course, the only reason that you wouldn't know what's going on is because you've had your head in the sand or maybe your head in a box or something, but I know everybody knows what's going on, and we're just hearing so much negative news. We do want to stay informed, but we don't want to take in so much news that it dampens our spirit, okay? So that's kind of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about courage. First of all, one of the definitions of courage is the ability to do something that frightens someone. So you may have the ability to do something that you're scared to do, or Another definition is the choice and willingness to confront agony, pain, danger, uncertainty, or intimidation. And I definitely want to talk about uncertainty because that's where we are right now in our world with the health issue that is going on right now. No one is certain of, number one, where it really came from, why we're even having to deal with this. Nonetheless, when will it be over? So those are all very uncertain. And that certainly removes courage from a lot of people. And in the absence of courage is generally fear. And we don't want to be fearful, okay? So what I want to do is to encourage you over the next 30 minutes. And basically, encourage means to give support. I want to give you support. I want to give you hope, to uplift you, to inspire you, and hopefully also to motivate you. Now, I know that during this time of the year is generally the time of the year that we host our prom etiquette series. And I realize that from the look at what we're facing with the schools being closed, that more than likely proms will not take place this year, or even the high school graduations for that matter. And I certainly empathize with the seniors, you know, all the youth who are looking forward to graduating and who've been looking forward to going to their prom. And generally the prom is the first formal event in a youth's life. So they may not have an opportunity to experience that. And by the way, we did post it, but if you would like to just share how you're feeling about this, not being able to attend your prom or not being able to walk in your graduation, if that is the case, right now that's what they're looking at, that it probably will not happen. But very interested in knowing how some of you feel about that. I just want to see what's on your mind when it comes to that. And I also want to just overall encourage the students. There are many students that just don't really understand what's going on, especially the elementary school age students. They really cannot really comprehend what's going on. They just know that they're at home, and many of them are embracing the distance learning. And they're wanting to be with their friends and not really understanding why they can't do any of that. So I certainly want them to be encouraged. Parents, of course, need to be encouraged as well, because a lot of parents are working from home or they're not working at all because perhaps their job has been lost through this. And so they're trying to maneuver through the maze to figure out what they're going to do, and then they have the children at home. And I'm sure some of them are pulling their hair out, because I do believe that this, we just completed the second week for the most part of most of the schools being closed and the distant learning began. So I know there's a lot of parents that are not really familiar with the distance learning. They're kind of learning as they go. And so I know that you all need to be encouraged as well, to know that it's going to be okay. Just embrace the technology and helping your children to just maneuver through this new type of learning that, you know, has been forced upon them. And try to be patient, of course, with yourself as well as with your children. I've gotten a lot of feedback from parents saying, listen, I don't see how the teachers do it. These kids are getting on my nerves. I'm going to knock them out. And I'm like, please, please, please not the mouth. So, and of course, we have to find a little humor where we can. And so I'm sure some of the children are probably, parents are probably feeling the same way. I'm going to knock my mommy out. But, of course, you don't want to do that either, okay? And the teachers, well, the teachers, a lot of the teachers really are missing their students. They're missing their students. So we've got a lot, you know, to talk about and a lot of different ways to encourage you. Now, I have been getting emails from some of the students, and I will certainly try to make sure that there's time enough to go through all of those. But I heard about this on the news, and this is a superintendent who wrote a letter to their students. And when I heard this letter, it really, really did something to my heart. It was so heartfelt. And what I would like to do is share this letter with you. And so, parents, grab your, if you have seniors in high school, grab them and let them hear this letter, because I think this will certainly encourage them. And this says, this is from Janesville School Soup Hofall. He posted an open letter to the class of 2020 on his Facebook, congratulating them on their future and promising they will be given the opportunity to graduate. And the letter reads as follows. I know you are disappointed, upset, confused, and sad. This is not how the last 3 months of your senior year was supposed to go. The letter reads, you are no strangers to adversity. 19 years ago, you entered the world at another tumultuous time when the world post-9/11 was forced to adjust and change our way of life. You were our first student, always had to go through security checks when going to a Packers game at Lambeau, or have always had to take off your shoes when going through airport security. You came into the world during a time of chaos, and chaos is now ushering you out of high school and pushing you into adulthood. You are used to uncertainty, and you know how to handle unpredictable times. In the case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking to the youth, to the seniors in particular, those who may not have an opportunity to go through their graduation. So I'm reading a letter that was posted by one of the superintendents. It goes on to say, and his name actually is Superintendent Steve Pofall. What he did is he also referenced the words of poet Maya Angelou in his letter. She once said, you may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary to encounter the defeat so you can know who you are, what you can rise from, how you can still come out of it. There's wisdom in her words. You see, life is not an endless series of pleasant experiences. All learn from adversity. We learn about our character, our resolve. And then he goes on to say, I am proud of your dedication and resolve. The letter goes on to say, I admire your ability to face adversity and keep moving forward. While it may not be the senior year ending that you had dreamed of, It will be your senior year, unique among your peers, and you will reap the reward. Wow. So in other words, what a special group of students in the year 2020. And so in hearing that letter, there were a couple parents that stated, one stated that she was very disappointed to hear that there more than likely will not be in graduation. However, when she read this letter, it uplifted her because she had not really looked at the reverse side of adversity, and that's to overcome. And so what I want to do is hear from some of the students and what they're saying about more than likely not being able to walk in their graduation or attend their prom. One says, "Miss Donna, I have been looking forward to the prom and have spent a lot of money for my dress. I'm upset," and this comes from Candy. And Candy, I do empathize with you because I know the prom is one of the feature events of a high school senior's life, although some of the juniors, they attend prom, but it's not the same. And so I do empathize with you on that. Here's another one. It says, "Miss Donna, I am very upset that my fellow students and I won't be able to go to the prom or walk at our graduation. It's not fair, and I'm upset. Just wanted you to know." And this comes from Cicely. Cicely lives in Ohio. And again, Cicely, I just feel terrible that you are not going to be able to attend your graduation or your prom. Here's another one that says, "I'm glad we don't have to take the end of the year test. That's good." And that comes from Jeff. Okay. So Jeff is looking at, I guess, a brighter side because that is true. The end of the year testing as well as the spring exams, those are being forfeited as well. And so as a method of encouragement, I know that oftentimes, more often than not, in fact, these tests can have the ability to really stress out the student. And so you all can take a deep breath because they've been postponed. And so Jeff definitely wanted to let us know that. So thank you, Jeff, for that. Here's one. It says, "Miss Donna, it doesn't matter to me if I walk in graduation, just as long as I graduate. This has been a tough year." Okay. All right. So let's see. And in case you are joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are encouraging our students, our youth, particularly our seniors who are in the year. They're the class of 2020. And, of course, they may not be walking in their graduation attending their prom. Here's one that says, "Miss Donna, I prom, but my family of four generations were planning to attend my graduation. my family and I will be disappointed if it doesn't happen. And this comes from Jonathan. Wow. Four generations. Now, you know that was certainly going to be a very, very special time in Jonathan and his family's life. And again, I cannot empathize enough about our youth in the class of 2020 who were looking forward to attending the prom as well as their graduation ceremony. And if you know of someone who is in the class of 2020, be sure to encourage them. You can actually send them also a copy or a link to the broadcast that they can listen to it, and hopefully they will be encouraged, especially by the letter. I just thought that was such a heartfelt letter from the superintendent. You know, many times, not only do we encourage others, but many times, more often than not, we also need to be encouraged ourselves. And what happens when, say, you've encouraged other people and it's like, who is there to encourage you? Well, I promise you, when you encourage others, I promise you, you will also be encouraged. God will encourage you, or he will certainly send others to encourage you. And I know with myself, what helps me to be encouraged, especially to encourage myself, I'll read affirmations or scriptures, or I'll read declarations. And let me say something about declarations and affirmations. What really helps me, oftentimes I will read them aloud and I will record them. Okay? And sometimes I may not feel like reading them aloud or declaring them. And in those times, since I've recorded them, I can listen to them, just hit play and listen to them back. And that helps you to encourage yourself as well, because you're hearing your voice. You're hearing your voice declaring positive affirmations and declarations. And also what helps me too is listening to uplifting praise and worship music. That really helps me. In addition, watching uplifting movies, there's a lot media-wise, TV or Netflix or movie channels or whatever, but the last thing you want to look at when you're feeling a little discouraged is to look at something that is violent or, you know, that's just not very encouraging. So you certainly do want to look at something that's very uplifting. There's a movie channel that I enjoy watching myself. It's called Positive. It's the Positive Movie Channel, and the movies on there are so inspiring and so uplifting. And I'd like to also say something about encouraging other people again. And I just believe that one of my definitions of encouraging someone is to take a little bit of your courage and give it to someone who needs it. So you just take a little bit of your courage and give it away to someone that you know that will help them to be encouraged. And oftentimes, I don't know if you remember the lyric to one of Yolanda Adams' songs, but I remember one of the lyrics in there, when a part of one of the lyrics is, "As I minister to you, I minister to myself." And that is pretty thought-provoking, because as you're encouraging someone else, you're also encouraging yourself, because you're hearing yourself encourage them, okay? So please remember that. And I do especially want to say, students, be encouraged at this time. And the younger students, and I know we have, this is a family show, and we have a lot of younger listeners that are listening. It's okay. You'll be able to see your friends sooner than you think. Enjoy your family. Have a great time with your family. Since most of us are on the stay-at-home, we're in the stay-at-home right now. So enjoy your family. Take time with your family. Get a chance to know your family. Play games with your family. I heard one of the coaches, I believe it was yesterday, say he's had an opportunity for 3 nights in a row to actually sit down and have dinner with his family. And he said it felt really strange because he hasn't had a chance to do that, and he can't even remember. But they all were able to sit down at the table and have dinner together. So we want to just try to, you know, find anything that is positive at this time, and to encourage each other, and for you to be encouraged as well. And I pray that something that was said today, or something that you heard, inspired or uplifted you on this evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the show, listening. Those of you who send emails, those of you who just tune in show after show, I so appreciate it. And I'm glad you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette topic that you would like, be sure to let me know. We'll try to make that happen for you. Continue to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. Our goal is to make the world a polite place to live and to uplift, inspire, and to motivate as we do that. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. Thanks again for tuning in this evening. Good night. Take care. Be encouraged. And God bless.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.